Brian, are you going to sing with us?
No.
They will defend you.
The rest is coming to kill you.
Bing.
That Welcome was a great song.
To
my life.
Your life.
Together. Podcast. I hate podcast. You. You got to stop saying that.
I'm sorry.
You're going to confuse everybody.
I'm terrible.
No. Yeah. Welcome to the My Life, Your Life Together podcast. Ronnie. Say hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Ronnie.
Has airdropped myself and Brian a wonderful picture of a hypothetical situation. And if you can't tell by the song that we graced your ear holes with at the beginning of the episode, it is we have to pick two things pictured. They're going to defend us from the other seven things who are going to try and kill us. So in the top left corner, it looks like we get to choose 50 eagles.
Hawks. I think. Or falcons. I'm not a bird
Let's just
expert.
Say hawks. Sure. Hawks is going to be easier. So we could either choose 50 hawks.
Mm-hmm.
Or we have 10 alligators.
Mm.
Three. Let's say Kodiak bears.
Kodiak bears.
Is it Kodiak or Kodak bears?
I just think of the brand.
Klondike.
Okay.
Klondike bears?
Grizzly bears.
Three grizzly bears. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Seven bulls.
Bulls?
They got horns. So yeah. They're not cows.
Like they're bulls.
They're not buffalo.
No. There's seven bulls.
Wildebeests?
One red-blooded American with an 1899 Winchester rifle, maybe. Who knows?
Is that a rifle or a shotgun? This is important for later.
It's literally not. If anybody picks him to defend them, you're dumb. A pack of 15 wolves, 10,000 rats. So if you live anywhere in New York City, you already have these to defend you. Five Harambes, and for any uncultured swine out there, that's five gorillas. Or four male lions. I say male lions because the picture only shows lions with manes. So Simbas only, guys. Simbas only. Okay. So yes, we have to pick two to defend us against the other seven. I mean, I think it's a relatively simple choice for one of them. And then it's going to be interesting to see what the other one is that
you
guys
pick. It really is up in the air. I think it's a given. We need the 10,000 rats on our side.
What? No.
Yeah,
what?
I agree with Ronnie.
What?
Yes.
Why?
It's a sheer number game.
It's a number game.
What are rats going
to
do, though?
I'd like to clarify. I think the worst choice would be the alligators.
I would.
To defend you?
Yeah.
No, the worst choice is the human. One human versus 10 alligators, dude's guns to die.
I don't know. Have you been to Florida?
A couple times.
If this is a Floridian, different game.
Well, I don't think he's a Floridian.
But he has a gun.
Yeah, but that looks like a gun he legally owns. So again, pretty sure
you
it's
don't,
not
there's
a Floridian.
No permit pictured. So
you're going to jail, buddy. Dumb choice.
Okay, so he's gone. He's in prison.
So all right. So it's safe to say that Ronnie is picking 10,000 rats as one of your choices.
Because if they're coming after you, you're done.
Okay, you two both are picking this apparently. So I need you to convince me of it. Because right now it's the most asinine thing I've heard of.
I think my two choices would be the 10,000 rats and the 50 hawks.
Because he's got the ground game and the air game.
And are we assuming that the animals defending you aren't going to like friendly fire? Like the hawks yes, aren't going to like yes, turn yes, on the rats? Yes, yes. Okay.
So we need a few assumptions here. Is okay, that yes. the creatures are... They understand the assignment.
Okay. Hashtag understood the assignment.
The rats all maul each other.
So they will work together to defend you.
Can the rats like form themselves into this huge Optimus Prime looking
yes.
thing?
I was also, I don't think that's, like, have you seen Big Hero 6?
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to be like the microbots that's where he can be like, rats, whoosh. And then they like create a shield.
That's such a fire movie.
Fire movie.
I've never seen it.
You should watch
Big Hero 6.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
I think, but I'm stuck because.
Why do you say it like that?
The five Harambes would just be nostalgic.
It would, but they're silverbacks. So they're kind of crazy. And five of them, they would destroy the lions, I think. And perhaps the bears.
On it. I mean, my two choices. and we can discuss it, obviously, would be the pack of 15 wolves and the five silverback gorillas.
That's solid.
Yeah. Like,
I think 15 wolves you got to go with, because wolves are huge.
Yeah.
And 15 of them.
And they travel in a pack. A lot, yeah. They already have teamwork and instinct. Like,
built in.
Wait, so let's talk about the worst options. Because I think it's the bears and the bulls.
I think it's the human and the alligators.
I think it's the dude and the alligators as well. Or the hawks.
Just bears. Three bears doesn't seem like a lot.
Yeah.
One bear will kill you easily. Yeah,
but one bear isn't going to kill 15 wolves.
I don't know, man. I don't know. That's my thinking voice.
Stop it. No. Oh my. You guys missed it, but if we had a video, he actually buttoned his top button while he said that and whipped a bandana out of his pocket. So,
anyways, bears, like, but one swipe from the paw.
Okay, so then I wouldn't have my wolves fight the bears. I'd have the gorillas do it. Because, like,
can you do that?
If they're defending me, I'd like to think we have some type of connection. I'm going to Dr. Doolittle them.
Yeah, if you control them with your mind, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
That would be pretty.
I think. Okay, I don't think we can take the assumptions that far
You can take the assumption that you can give them a game plan.
The bulls seem like the worst fighters.
That's true.
But there's seven of them.
But that's not a lot.
That's 14 horns.
I think the bulls would take care of the lions.
Yeah.
Probably.
What?
Yeah, no. Dude.
Bulls are just glorified like antelope.
Yeah, but they're an antelope that weighs two tons.
Four lions versus seven bulls. The lions are going to win that.
But if the bulls are... The only reason it works in nature is because the bulls are running. If the bulls are, like, defending you... Like, have you ever seen a documentary and they're like, the little bull is in the middle of the circle and then they're surrounded by all the ones and they have their... antlers out.
What happened to your accent?
I gave up on it.
Okay.
Yeah. And they got like their, they can make a kill circle.
But lions are faster and stronger than bulls, are they not?
As pictured, maybe.
Brian, can you look that up for us?
What was the question?
What's like the running speed of a lion versus the running speed of a bull?
Yeah. Can we get the stats for these guys? Yeah.
Do we have statistics? Do we have the Excel spreadsheet?
I'll make one.
Of course you will, nerd. Sweaty boy.
Excel is fun.
Yeah, until like you accidentally hit a button and everything goes away.
Yeah, skill issue.
So my thing with the alligators is like, can they only stay so long out of the water as well? Is that a thing or am I making that up? Do I know nothing about nature?
You know nothing about nature.
They can just, so like they can go like weeks and weeks out of the water?
Yeah, they just hang out in the water because that's where they eat things.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Dang.
They breathe air.
Okay, I still don't get the 10,000 rats, if I'm being honest with you.
Bro, 10,000.
I know.
That's so many.
It is, but like...
And nobody can take care of that many rats.
Five silverback
except
gorillas.
Maybe the silverbacks, because they can like ground pound.
And like, our animals are team working, right?
Yeah.
I anticipate like a gorilla grabbing two wolves by the scruff of their neck and just using them as like nunchucks against the rats.
But then your wolves are dead.
No, they're not.
You got some tough wolves, bro.
I'll sacrifice two wolves for that.
Yeah, that's true. And five of them. But 10,000, though. That's a lot. Have you ever seen Ratatouille? You know, when they
I haven't, actually.
They pull up to the kitchen and, like, their error. That's not even 10,000.
But, I mean, I get it.
Can our graphics guy pull up a 3D rendering of 10,000 rats?
We're asking a lot of Brian right now.
Brian.
It's like, I get it. 10,000 is a numbers game. Like, they can overwhelm you. Mm. But I feel like easily one gorilla is going to kill at least 700 to 1,000 rats before he goes down. That only leaves you with...
Wait. Repeat that last part.
One gorilla is going to take down at least 700 to 1,000 rats before he goes down.
That's insane.
How?
Rats got a nasty bite.
Okay.
These are New York rats. They are the size of your dog.
That's true. Dadgummit. I should have thought that one through.
You should have thought that one through.
No, Lisa, you're never going to convince me that 10,000 rats is a safe choice.
It's the only choice you have. Because, dude, if you have 10,000 rats pulling up to the function, coming at you, no shot. You're gone.
No.
Dead.
I do want to hear Brian's rationale behind the 50 hawks, though.
Like, I don't think a lot of these would be good air fighters.
I knew you were going to say that, and that's why I wanted to get your your take on it, because you're right. And I mean, like, hawks are vicious with their talons. Like
50 of them too. Yeah, like, that's
but I think so. Also, like, what's defend? Is this to like the final breath? Like,
yeah,
do our defenders have to annihilate all of the offenders, or like, is this an escape game? Like,
they're coming to kill you.
Like, do I just have to survive for 20 minutes while I escape?
Oh, that's actually interesting, though. Like, is it just, like, one glorious battle? Or is it, like...
Is there strategy? Is there, like, cover? Can I mend the wounds?
Yeah, we do need to figure out what the terrain is.
Or is it, like, an evac plan? Like, they got dropped in so I can get to the choppa.
Is this, like...
Get to the choppa!
That's a fair point. That changes the game. If this is an evac plan, wolves and gorillas all day.
Yeah.
Well, I already claimed them, so.
You can't claim them. This is a hypothetical.
This is my podcast that Brian's going to edit for free.
But then again, you do have the dude with his Winchester. He could just pop you in the head. You're gone.
Serpentine running. Ever heard of it? By the time
you,
yeah, 260 pound me with asthma and diabetes. Guys, I think I'm safe. Zach, you ran 3.5 feet. If you laid down, you would have been farther away. No, but like, he gets one shot off. By the time he gets a shot off, I got at least two wolves nipping at his throat.
I feel like the one guy with the gun's not great.
That's true, but if he does have a shotgun, he can take care of the rats pretty handedly.
And also, I would reevaluate the bears if they are from Cocaine Bear. not the true story, the movie story.
Are these Cocaine Bear'd?
If they're Cocaine Bears, then that changes everything.
Oh, three of them would be invincible.
Yeah.
Three cocained bears.
I think my favorite part of that movie is when the cocaine like rejuvenates.
Yeah, I was getting like, he was dead and then he snorts it and his eyes get huge. We watched Cocaine Bear together. It was cinematic masterpiece.
Thanks for inviting me.
Well, at the time, we didn't want to, and we still don't.
That's so fair. Okay. That. Understandable.
Yeah. Maybe we can watch a dumb movie together and then discuss it. Brian's been itching to watch Velocipaster.
I've also been itching to watch Velocipaster.
All right, coming up down the pipeline, everybody.
I don't know if itching's the right word.
Velocipaster, we will watch and discuss it.
And leave a comprehensive review for you and the family.
Yep, on IMDb. Keep a lookout on us for IMDb. Exclusive network for the My Life, Your Life Together podcast.
So whatever.
Check it out on MySpace.com
and Zenga.
What are our final decisions here?
Okay, so my final decision, whether it's an evac plan, whether it's a glorious battle, I'm still going to have to stick with 15 wolves and 5 gorillas. As much as the 50 hawks are absolutely terrifying, I like to think, no, because what the hawks could just fly over my guys and kill me right away.
Right away.
You know why I can't pick the wolves? I just keep picturing 15 Siberian huskies.
But that's not a wolf.
A wolf is like twice the size.
Yeah, I know.
Look,
they look like they're friends. They're smiling.
I want to get a wolf tattoo if 800 million other people didn't have wolf tattoos.
Yeah, and then I have to assume a lot about you if you get a wolf tattoo.
I love wolves. I got a wolf blanket upstairs. Mind your business.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a tattoo of the guy with the shotgun.
But the red-blooded American. But,
you know, I don't feel like changing my stance. So a pack of 15 wolves, 5 silverback gorillas, I would risk it for the biscuit with that team. 100%.
Mm.
Ronald?
I got to go rats. And
stupid.
Either gorillas or the wolves.
No, this is final choice.
Final choice. Ah, crap.
You have to pick them.
Rats and gorillas.
You know, I'm changing mine. I'm going to go with the 50 hawks and the 5 gorillas.
Respect.
I respect.
Because you realize that rats are useless.
Well, I think the gorilla would be able to handle a lot at one time.
True, because I mean, you from that perspective, you have like 10 hawks per gorilla if you split them off into teams. The hawks kind of annoy anything from above, scratch their eyes or whatever, and then the gorilla just comes in and just like yeets them with a punch.
But what I'm saying, I think you guys are underestimating how many rats 10,000 is.
I'm not.
You are.
I'm not.
Yeah, but they all can't attack at once, though.
But I send out the rats to distract, and then the gorillas go in. Sort of like the hawk maneuver, but now there's 10,000.
But worse.
But 10,000 of them.
But you know the character in Suicide Squad that could control the rats?
Yeah.
Like, that guy was pretty OP.
Pretty broken.
True, but we agreed that we can't Dr. Doolittle these fools, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
Because if I could control them, that's a different story. I'd be like,
control all of them.
Yeah. If I could control the rats, I'd do the whole like Ant-Man Thanos theory.
Right. They don't.
Yeah, but if you get a rat inside somebody's body, you're just gnawing through their intestines, their spleen, the blood. Like blood would just gush out of them from the inside out.
That's lovely.
That's lit.
Yeah, maybe they do that on their own. Who knows?
Let's get 10,000 rats. You lay down, and we'll figure it out.
Oh, I do not like that. All right, yeah. Is that you have your final? Is this locked in? Hawks
and gorillas. Brian ends with hawks and gorillas. I end with gorillas and wolves. Ronnie ends with stupid choice of 10,000 rats and 5 gorillas.
It's the educated choice.
It's the educated choice.
I crunch the numbers.
Crunch the numbers. All right. Well, I think we should do more of these in the future.
We should.
Definitely. Hopefully when we get video too, we can throw this up. But for now, it's Zach, Brian, and Ronnie with the pick two. They will defend you. The rest is coming to kill you.